From the land of peeps, Mark Guitar, and Bacon-themed baseball teams, it's the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast! And now your hosts, George Wacker and Tyler Rothrock!
Hello and welcome to the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast. I'm your co-host, George Wacker. I'm here with Tyler Rothrock.
Hey, how is everybody doing out there in the Lehigh Valley, greater Lehigh Valley area?
Yeah, we have a couple listeners. I've talked to some people. Like four people. So that's good. No, we're working our way up. If you listen, last week we had a really depressing podcast. I'm sorry if you had to listen to it. You know, it was very down about the weather. You know, the mayor of Allentown is going to jail for a long time. Not good stuff. But however, today, this is going to be good. We got a really, we have a lot of good stories for you.
Yeah.
But let's start out. Like, you had a show yesterday?
I was at, there's a new comedy club in, the Philadelphia area called Reactors. Okay. It's because there's like the nuclear. It's Westchester area, so you pass the like the nuclear power like the reactors. I guess.
They're like, hey, let's do something about hey.
Also,
clean energy.
There's the I don't know if it's directly related to the nuclear power plants, but the people in that area are a bit off.
What do you mean by that?
They're just off.
Do they go to church with their AR-15s too?
Like, maybe. I think they just like, I don't know. Something's like that's the only place where you could say like that phrase. I think there's something in the water and just be right.
Like, that's right.
Yeah, there is something in the water. It's called nuclear waste.
But they're like no fluoride.
No fluoride. Just, radiation. We brush our teeth with radiation here. In Pottsville.
I mean, you should work well with those guys. I mean, that's
fine.
Those are like Nazareth.
Yeah.
Salt of the earth.
Salt of the earthers. I like them. I'm good. What, you were somewhere too, right?
What was that? Oh, I did a, I went to Urbano. Urbano is now the new restaurant on Main Street in Bethlehem. It's owned by the people who own Tapas and Mesa. So it's good. I mean, it's nice to, it was in that area that used to have, if anybody's listening and remember back in the day, there's like a coffee shop there, and it's been nothing for years on Main Street, so that's good. But they do like it's like slushies.
Uh huh. Yeah, you said
and
you
I had two of those, and I'm like, I have to go home after two.
What was it like? Maybe rum? Just, are they rum?
I guess, but I think it's just because I'm old now. Like I can have if I have three or four drinks, like I'm ruined for the next 2 days.
Yeah, dude, I feel you, man. Like I've never had to stick to the same alcohol.
Yeah.
Right now, like if I do like if I start with a vodka, that's my drink, vodka club, and then beer, but I can't do both now. I used to be able to.
Oh no, you're
like when I in my 20s, like this is my first year in the 30s.
Yeah, you're and it, ruined
like,
now.
On my birthday, it changed on it, and it, like so I can't mix anything now.
No, like I literally had two drinks, at like 7 o'clock.
Did you eat food?
And it's I did, and it's it's on Sunday now. It's a day later. Not quite 24 hours, and I'm just like, that was not a good idea.
Oh, man. Do you feel hungover?
I'm okay.
Yeah.
But I still want to watch, like, FX.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the cable channel FX.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like
whatever you're... awful, like, it'll be, what's that movie with Ben Affleck and Aerosmith did the...
Con Air?
No. You know what, though? Con Air. That's what we're watching today.
Yeah.
When we're done, I'm going to watch Con Air. But speaking of alcohol... And we're going to get right into it. We have a bunch of good stories.
Yeah.
The first one. The first one. And, you know,
let me pull up the. I got to pull it up.
I love Lehigh. I love all the colleges. That's what makes the Lehigh Valley great. But there was, you know, all these fraternities on Lehigh. Lehigh is a very big Greek community or culture. You know, I didn't go there. I went to Moravian where they're like, I guess we have a frat.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
One. Yeah. But it seems like almost everybody...
I went to Northampton Community College where we didn't have dorms.
Do they have dorms?
They do. Yeah. They do have dorms.
They're like concrete walls.
Yeah, it's like it's like a housing project.
It's actually... It's exactly like a housing project. Yeah.
But there is actually one fraternity and sorority, one each, but they didn't... It wasn't... You can't... Where are you going to party? At your parents' house? Like with,
didn't that teen mom go to Northampton?
Yeah, I was... I think I was in a class with her.
She writes books now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think they're like picture books.
What a career choice.
Hey, you know, you can't make fun of somebody that made a lot of money.
Yeah,
for just being herself. But I guess to that, there was a sorority on Lehigh University, and usually it's the fraternities that get the bad rap or whatever, but this sorority, and I have this in front of me, so I'm going to read a little about it. They had a scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
called a road rally, which I like.
Yeah, that's already cool.
And this is quotes. On December 8th, it was, in quotes, involved in the use of drugs and alcohol, sexual activity, and other activities that violate.
That's my
Lehigh
favorite.
University's policy. So they're literally kicked off campus until 2022.
I love that quote. It's like, all right, it involved the use of drugs and alcohol, sexual activity, but then like, but then here are the things that violate Lehigh's policy. It's like we want you to use drugs and alcohol. Like, we're a party school, but they also were like jaywalking during the road rally.
Were they like doing the scavenger hunt? And they're like, yo, Tina, I need to plagiarize some stuff.
Yeah, right. Like, what is it? Did you cite that properly? Did you
suspended the entire thing? Suspended.
It's like, are you saying beer pong or Beirut? You cannot. You know that Lehigh claims.
Oh my god! I have to write this down because that's the podcast of the century.
What?
What you're just gonna say?
Yeah.
Beer pong and Beirut. Yeah.
Well, because Lehigh, actually, I shouldn't say this. Lehigh claims to have invented beer pong.
I think there's like some evidence.
Somewhere. Really?
Yeah.
Because every other college in America says they invented beer pong.
I think Lehigh, and I don't want to be a homer here because it's
they call it Beirut.
But I think there is actually evidence somewhere that they invented it, or it can't, or that it like it started.
Like there's like a book somewhere that like it's like you ever watched the movie Apple or American Pie when they're teaching like I think that's what it is. They're teaching the older brother teaches the younger brother how to do sexual things, and there's this book that gets happened.
Oh, yeah, it's funny. There's like game this, book, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I think I I'm gonna have to check this out. I wrote this down because this is an amazing topic.
Yeah.
But I do think that there's evidence that Beirut.
If there's any listeners out there that have evidence to prove one way or the other, let us know because I'm interested in that too.
Oh no, it's fascinating because it's everywhere. If you go anywhere now, there's companies because we had every you always have that friend in college or whatever who's like, they're really into beer pong or Beirut, and they're like, I'm gonna invent like the best thing so you can play it everywhere. Yeah. Like they get so hung up on that. They're like, I'm gonna do it better.
They have like gloves and they like have jerseys.
So I mean, yeah. So Lehigh's like, okay, the drugs and alcohol and
that's
I
all
guess
fine.
Sex on Snapchat.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's that's
we'll condone all that stuff.
We're gonna get mad at you, but there are other things.
But please. Don't jaywalk or plagiarize on your police reports, please.
What amazes me about like the fraternities and sororities that get in trouble and they're on like double secret probation or whatever. Cause it does, I think colleges give them a good benefit of the doubt.
Oh yeah.
They're like, okay, don't do that again. Oh, that girl fell out of a window. All right.
Yeah. At this point, like I love how Lehigh right now is taking the and colleges in general, the moral high ground. It's like, oh my God, these kids are out here drinking and engaging in sexual. It's like, yeah, a sorority and fraternity. That's literally what they do. You've known this.
The comments on Facebook for like when this article went out, I'm not going to find them right now, but there's like old people who are like, they should be there for their education. And they are. But like part of that education is also drinking
finding
a bottle
your limits.
Of Jaeger.
Yeah, finding.
And be like, I can't. I had a friend. One of the other great things about the Lehigh Valley is when you're that age, whether you go to Northampton or wherever, you can college hop.
Yeah, yeah.
You did parties at.
We
went to a party at Lafayette. My friend went there, and our buddy Joe drank like a half a bottle of Ice 101.
Oh, that's pretty.
And we're 20, so he's like insanely bombed, and ends up like we got a hoagie from Wawa. He like was so mad he threw it on the stairwell and stomped on it.
Yeah,
I remember. Oh, dude, I love it. It's great.
Well, I was in college Well, I mean, you can call it what I did college, I guess, but Four Locos were popular, and that was like the liquid version of bath salts, really. Like, so we were just
I had one Four Loco in my life.
Oh my God!
I want to enjoy it because I'm like, this would be great.
Yeah, they made you into a like the Hulk, a superhuman. You could drink all night and know none of it, you know, and just have the strength of 10 men and the brain of zero men.
And you can even say, hey, I had a Four Loko.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, yeah, you could, it literally does have Loko
yeah,
in the title.
Yeah, yeah. You could tell a cop, you're like, well, I was, I'm technically, like, you know, not responsible because I
for did anything do, I yeah. do. But yeah, so they're out. They're, that sorority is out.
For now. They'll be back.
It's just like 2022 to come back. But my, yeah, what, what I was getting at is like, you have these fraternities and sororities, and they know all this stuff, and they've seen it happen. And yet they're like, you know what?
Yeah, let's give it.
Let's do what everyone's really mad at us about, like,
mm-hmm.
and we're gonna go beyond it.
Yeah,
because there's always somebody who's watching your stuff on social media who doesn't like you.
Sure, yeah, oh yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
they're just waiting for you to screw.
They
up.
Probably got ratted out by a different sorority.
I bet you.
Yeah.
So they're waiting for you. No, you know.
This will be the plot of like a movie, like a. Like a movie starring like Jonah Hill.
Oh yeah, and Zac Efron.
Yeah, Zac Efron and Seth Rogen. This will be the next like.
I think they did that. Didn't they do like a frat movie?
Yeah, but yeah, this will be the sorority version.
It's like
of
number
it.
Three that goes direct to Netflix.
Yeah, Anna Kendrick will be in it. You know.
She's like, oh hey.
Yeah, she'll be the girl that just sends the wrong Snapchat but tries to get everybody back reinstated.
She's like, guys, I'm sorry you're suspended till 2022.
Yeah.
Like, what do you do when you're that sorority? Are you just like, yeah. you know what? I'm just gonna.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Anna Kendrick's main line is gonna be, "Sarah, you can't Snapchat your vagina."
You know that's one of those things that's also against the rules.
Yeah,
that
that's
Lehigh
against the
rule
Lehigh policy. You know,
they said not to do that.
They'll be back. Kids will be kids for the remainder.
I just
of
find
time.
It like my one pet peeve with people in general is that they always have to go that extra step.
Yeah,
like you have that friend. Like, who'll go out at Music Fest. And you're like, dude, whatever you do, all you have to do is not punch someone in the face tonight.
Right, right, right. Yeah.
And.
They do. They'll punch
you. We'll punch. Like, well, no, yeah. You're like, this is the only thing. You can drink as much as you want. Do whatever you want. The only thing you can't do is punch somebody in the face.
Uh-huh.
And then 3 hours later, they're, you know.
Yeah, they're in.
They're on the top of.
He's saying I wouldn't do it, so I did it.
The Bethlehem know? Police horses are yeah. like, they put them in a little crate and, like, take them home.
But what's funny is, I've my family and my dad went to, he was in a fraternity, right? And he would tell me stories about college. None of them are ever about studying or doing the work. It's always about his like, yo, this crazy time.
So Tyler, one time I was in the library and I studied so
yeah,
hard.
One time I read 4 chapters. And then the next day I went back, dude, I read 5 chapters.
What?
No, he's telling me stories down. Like we had this bucket, everybody poured their beer in it, and you had to drink as much as you could. Like it was just these gross stories. But that's, and then you know what? Those friends, his fraternity brothers, are, they were his friends his whole life, and they also led to some jobs.
Well, I think that's like kind of like the whole idea behind it is, you know.
I'm not pro fraternity. I like.
I'm whatever. I'm like,
yeah,
what,
I don't
if
care.
It works for you, that's great. I don't.
If
no,
you want
to, it's fine. That's one of the things. It's like, you know, you could be 10 years out of college and or whatever, and you're in a rough time. You can like call.
Yeah, call anybody.
It makes sense. I get it.
I wonder if sorority sisters have the same camaraderie.
I think they all hate each other.
Yeah. Yeah. They all just like, oh my god, that dress looks nice on you, and then she leaves like, why is she even in this sorority?
I don't believe she's my little. Or
yeah.
Little,
yeah. Little. The little.
Whatever, but I you know what? And it's also, this is going to be the worst thing I ever say in this podcast ever.
Uh-oh.
But it's Women's History Month.
Okay.
So I'm glad that the women are like living up to their side of the party.
Yeah, right?
They're like, you know what? We can,
yeah,
party.
We can party too.
We can get
yeah.
kicked off of campus
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's right.
So good for them.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope nobody got hurt, of course.
Yeah, that's but, the fine line. Like, that's the thing. Like, college, you got to find your levels of alcohol. Hopefully you do it without anything too bad happening.
Yeah, stay away from shots. Which Ugh. Goes to the next one. I'm actually typing it in here.
Oh, yeah. We got...
So there's Uber, which I love. Like, you can't not... Like, whatever. Maybe you don't like the guy who invented Uber because he's like a misogynistic...
Yeah, but
racist.
Every guy...
I don't know if he's racist. I don't strike that. But he's just, he's not a nice guy. From what I understand, but I don't see how you can.
It's a great tool.
not like Uber. It's usually the people who don't like Uber are like old people.
Yeah.
Who are like, no, some guy's going to pick me up and like murder me. It's like, they don't want to murder you. You're fine.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to. Uber's a, like, has saved my life.
Oh, it's the best thing ever. The first, when it came out, it was right before or like around the time of Music Fest, like 3 or 4 years ago in the Lehigh Valley. I used it one time, 3 times in one night.
Yeah.
And it's great.
I mean, it's gotten significantly better. Remember, there was a time, there was back in the day, I mean, when I say back in the day, not that long ago, but Uber, you would pick up your ride, go to your destination, and you wouldn't know how much that ride cost until you were there. And now, like, you know how much it's going to be before you go. It's great.
Well, the driver knows. The
driver knows. Everybody.
You can tip them.
Yeah.
So Uber, if you know, and I'll say this at the end. So they released their top 10 destinations in the Lehigh Valley in 2017.
What do we got?
And so it makes sense. So I'll just go by real quick. So number 10, Molly's. Which Molly's in Bethlehem.
Yep.
9 is Muhlenberg College in Allenstown, which makes sense.
For all the Lehigh students.
There you go. Oh, 8 is Northampton Community College.
There we go, baby. There we go.
I feel like we need to get out of here. 7 is the Allentown Bus Terminal.
Okay.
Again, you know, you're getting on a bus. Uh-huh. Makes sense. 6 is Broadway Social.
Leaving, I'm sure.
They're like, hey, whatever. 5 is Tally Ho.
Okay.
4 is Bethlehem Brew Works.
Oh, that's my jam.
3 is the Lehigh Valley Mall. Good for them.
Huh.
I'm actually kind of surprised. 2 is the airport.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And number 1 is the Sands.
That's confused. That's the fact that the casino is
number one
over the airport is crazy to me.
Yeah, the airport should just be number 1 in general,
right?
Just
like
by default.
But the casino, it's like gambling. Although I probably
we're like, hey, I need an Uber to the Sands because I'm already drunk.
Yeah. Well, no, I account for literally probably a 10% of the Sands Casino Ubers, because I that's where my bus drops me off.
You know what? Maybe that's part of it. The thing is, this is from the Express Times article, but Uber doesn't give you like more detailed information. It's just like, it could be, you know, these are the drop off locations,
right?
And we don't know why. Yeah, so maybe you're going.
But I imagine that, you know, the casino is a popular spot to not want to have your car at. You know, because you
oh yeah, if you can get there and back,
because you drink for free if you're playing.
So if you look at these, it's a couple interesting things. Number one, it makes sense that they're bars or colleges.
Does it make sense on the colleges?
Yeah, because old people don't like. I think the thing for Uber is in 5 years.
Yeah,
you're gonna find more older people being like, okay,
yeah,
I'm gonna take this to Valley Farm Market. Or
the Northampton Community College one doesn't make sense to me. Because
it's a destination.
But who's Ubering to? You just don't go to class.
Who's Ubering?
Skip class. You don't have to go. Don't pay for a ride to go to
Because if you're Ubering to Lehigh, it's like, hey, I'm Ubering to a fun location.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, if you're Ubering to Northampton,
there's no like parties. Like, you know,
they're like, we kind of have a food court.
Yeah, yeah. If you want to like, you know, go to the weight room. That's interesting, but it's interesting that it's a couple bars, a couple colleges, and then really just the airport. That's the only.
What was also interesting, Muhlenberg's on there, number 9, but there's literally, the airport doesn't count.
Yeah.
And the bus terminal doesn't count.
Right.
Because they just make sense. They're all Bethlehem bars. 0 Easton, 0 Allentown.
That's a good sign for Bethlehem.
Yeah.
It's a really good sign.
People are
moving
around. I don't know. I think Lafayette kids are more.
That could also be a sign of how the parking is so difficult in Bethlehem.
That could be too. That's the thing. You have like what's great about this is just wild speculation. Have no idea.
Yeah.
And
hopefully whoever Ubers to the casino, you're winning. You're winning some money.
Yeah, I love, because it's kind of like bartender. Are you friends with bartenders on Facebook?
Yeah.
And all they do is...
Not in real life, though.
...complain about their job. It's like the number one job you complain about is, I hate when people come in. But, like, you hate when people are in there and asking you dumb questions.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's literally
what
you're paid to do.
I love the people that, like, hate you for making them do their job.
They're like, I won't believe this guy who came in today and asked me a question.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Uber drivers.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, all these Lehigh students are awful. But they tipped me
right,
a lot of money because they don't care. So yeah, what I like about this is Uber is thriving at least around here.
Yeah, Uber's a great it's a great thing around here. And it's gotten way more affordable locally.
And that's the thing. Like people, I think it's weird. Like when you live in the Lehigh Valley and you go to a concert or a sports event or whatever in like Philly or New York City, you don't complain about parking.
Mm-hmm.
You don't complain that the ticket prices are insane.
Yeah.
In your brain, you're like, well, that's a big city.
Yeah.
So when you see when I see people complain about like the tickets for Sands Bethlehem Event Center, mm-hmm. whatever it's going to be now that they sold it.
Did they?
Yeah.
Man, what the hell am I?
So people complain, oh, these tickets are $45. It's like you don't have to pay for parking, which is like $20 in a lot of places.
Yeah.
At least 10. And, you know, you're going to be home in 30 minutes tops.
I didn't know they sold that.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. We'll get up. But yeah, Uber. Well, going to this. Yeah, they sold it. You didn't hear about this?
No. I've been all engrossed in this mayor trial.
I want to hear what you say after I tell you who they sold it.
Oh God.
Okay, so the Sands sold.
If Sands you say Bethlehem, like Pat Dugan, I'm gonna freak out.
It's even better.
No.
They literally, and I'm not. Okay, I don't want to use a bad term. They sold it in the newspaper. It said Indian. Okay. They sold it to a Native American tribe.
Okay.
From Alabama.
Okay.
So now it's going to be called, once it all goes through, it could take like a year, but it's going to be called Wind Creek.
The whole Sands complex.
Wind Creek Bethlehem.
Wow.
So a Native American tribe.
And they said Indian?
Indian. I think the tribe refers to themselves as Indian. So Native okay. American, Indian, you know, whatever. Not whatever, but whatever they choose to be called.
Yeah.
From Alabama.
Right.
Bought it for like $1.3 billion. So in like within a year or so, it's going to like totally be rebranded.
If it gets approved. I don't know what I think about that. Because that means it'll be like a, it'll be like Mohegan Sun kind of thing, right? It'll be like a Native American, like, because didn't the government give land and, gaming rights to Native Americans as like a retribution.
Yeah, I have no idea how the law works.
Yeah, I don't
know. There's people like, oh, they bought it, so now it's Native American land, and they're gonna rip down the steel stacks, and I think they're gonna come in.
Steel's coming back. I thought. Oh. I've been. What is going on?
That's coal.
Coal. Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh man.
We're gonna.
What's going on?
Coal's gonna restart. But so I think, you know, why would they fire everybody? I don't think they're going to fire
anybody. I would, maybe they would. I don't know.
But if you're like a waitress there or a games dealer or whatever, like, why would they fire you? Everyone's fired.
I'm sure it'll be like a very smooth, unnoticeable, like the sign will change. I'm sure that's
what I'm just interested to see if they, like, what are they going to bring from Alabama?
Well, I think that's probably the headquarters, right? And that they probably have a bunch of casinos around the country.
They said they had a couple, like, they do some casinos like in the south.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like riverboat gambling.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I like the Sands. You know, I go there maybe once a month.
So they're going to own the event center? Everything is under one.
You know what's weird? The event center?
Isn't that its own thing?
Technically, it's kind of its own thing.
Yeah.
But once the Sands sells all this off, they're not going to keep the Sands.
Right. Yeah.
So I think they're going to, I don't know. I mean, you'd have to read up more on it.
Which I won't.
Like, just tell me in a tweet.
Yeah.
200 characters. So, whatever. I mean, I think it is what it is. The only problem when you get like whole new ownership is, you know, you hope they don't mess it up.
Yeah, because there are people that are.
Or maybe they're not going to bring buses of people from New York City who are.
Well, do that. No, do that. I need that.
So they're literally like stealing ducks from the river.
Yeah, yeah. I've been on the bus with people that. I haven't like searched their luggage for ducks, but it's been
it's insane. So whatever. I mean, for what it's worth, Uber should probably still continue.
Yeah, that
to go there.
I knew they were trying to like they were looking into selling it. I didn't know it was.
I would pay money to get my hands on the Uber data.
Yeah.
For like, what are the?
Oh,
top,
I bet you that's like super top secret.
Like, what are the top 100 places in the Lehigh Valley?
But the thing is, that's very like. High profile information app.
Right.
Like you as an ad guy, That would be right up your alley.
Oh, it's amazing. Like, I would love to know.
Uber would charge they probably do charge a hefty premium for that kind of info.
Well, I think this is like a press release. So they're just like, here's the top 10.
Yeah.
No numbers. Just here's
yeah,
where it is.
Yeah.
So like, if I lived in Easton, I'm like, okay, well, if I'm a bar owner there, or like a Porter's Pub or something,
yeah.
I'm like, well, where am I? I'd love to see the data for the top 10.
Yeah, where are they coming from? Where are these people coming the most? I bet you, that's a marketing.
It would be great because you're like, okay, you know, we're number one in Easton, so.
That's why, like.
Can we cater to Uber?
Well, Uber is essentially, they could make money. Like, Facebook bills themselves as a social media site, but they also backdoor are a advertisement company.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's.
So, and Uber could do the same thing. That's crazy, though.
So it's not. I'm not surprised that Allentown doesn't have any, because I think when you go to PPL Center, you know, you're
parking.
Driving.
There's
in
a parking garage too.
Or you're bringing your kids. So you're not going to Uber or whatever.
Yeah, you're not banged up.
But, well, but there's none in Allentown.
And unless
like, where would you Uber to in Allentown?
Yeah, you would. You wouldn't. Well,
I mean, you go to the mall, which is on.
Yeah.
You go to the airport to get out of here, which is on. You go to the bus terminal to get out of here.
I mean, if you're Ed Pulaski, you're probably going to Uber to prison.
I think Ham Fam would be like, poor Ed.
Poor Ed.
I think Ham Fam.
I don't know what Ham Fam is.
Ham Fam is the Hamilton family restaurant. Look it up on YouTube. I was actually in a commercial for them.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they don't really.
They paid me in like a. We got paid in a free dinner.
In the omelet.
it was just like, hey George, I know you're like, at that time I was working in downtown Allentown. Like, hey, I know that you're down here. Could you be in a commercial real quick, and we'll give you free.
Did you have any lines?
Yeah.
Wow.
Let me try and find this thing. Hold on. I wonder if
George.
We're still working on the YouTube Ham Fam commercial.
I'd like to see what would come up if you just Google Ham Fam.
Are we in here? I don't think it's. Yeah. I mean, I'll put an Allentown. YouTube Ham Fam commercial Allentown. I don't find it. Whatever. You know what? I'll bring that next time. We'll figure that out. But I was going to say, I think, because that's like the diner in Allentown is the Ham Fam.
I got to check it out.
Like, I don't know where else you would. Allentown, I mean, what's great about Bethlehem is they have those quality dive bars.
Yeah.
And Allentown, some of those bars are just not, they're.
There's not like a central, like a hang-up bar, like Brewworks is like an
Brewworks is great.
I mean, like Main Gate, is that still a thing? Main Gate?
Yeah, but you don't hang out there. You go there for whatever
to like grind
when,
to grind on.
Aaron
people.
Carter comes in,
yeah,
to
yeah.
town, or you know, a rap band that was popular in '94.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
back. But there's no. Yeah, you're right. There's
and
no,
also
like,
Bethlehem's like right in the middle of Allentown and Bethlehem or Easton. And
everybody
Allentown.
Just Ubering here.
Yeah,
to,
yeah.
Want to get out of our?
I've Ubered to all those places. I've Ubered from I've Ubered from Molly's to the Broadway Social, probably walked to the Tally Ho.
Like, Uber is insane. Like, we went to our friend's house. She lives in Manayunk, and we were going to see a concert in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
So we go there, and you know, we get all our stuff in her house, and we're like, okay, we're going to leave. So instead of it being like 20 years ago where they would have to drop us off, or we'd have to drive, and you know, obviously you're going to drive, and then you won't drink because you want to be safe.
Yeah.
So that option's off the table. Now you can call an Uber, take me into Philly. I can drink whatever I want or have fun, and then I'm going to Uber back.
Which, do you have any crazy Uber driver stories?
This is like, we should make this an hour show.
What are we at now?
We're good.
All right.
I've had zero bad experiences. Like, maybe one experience. Mm-hmm. And my wife had one that was so bad that she made him stop and like get out. Like he wouldn't stop for stop signs. She's finally like, you know what, we're good. And he was on his phone
really?
The whole time.
Yeah.
So it depends on who you get.
That was probably a 1-star rating.
But you know, you can find your Uber rating, your personal Uber rating.
Yeah.
You can find it.
Mine's I got a pretty good one.
Mine was like, when I checked it the first time, it was like 4.75, which means somewhere in there, a driver gave me less than a 5.
Yeah.
And I just want to know, like, why?
What'd you do?
What did I do?
Maybe it was your face.
You know what? I think I know what it was.
What was it, George?
I think I Ubered home from Mox Coot.
Oh.
And literally, you can walk there in, like, 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And I think the guy who picked me up was like, wait a minute. I can almost see your house.
Yeah.
So he's probably like, this guy's an idiot. 4 stars.
Yeah. I only have one bad. It wasn't on my account. It was on a very close friend of mine's account. And it was a Thanksgiving Eve Uber home. And
that's good.
We were really drunk. And we made the lady stop at Wawa. We offered to buy her coffee. And the next morning we woke up and it was like the charge was like $270.
What?
I'm like, guys, this is ridiculous. And she tacked on a fee because we made her stop at Wawa.
Yeah, if you're going to
And we might have been talking about things we shouldn't have been talking about.
Whatever, you're an Uber driver. I mean, again, it's not like you should be open to abuse. But
right.
You are an Uber driver. The odds of you picking up a jerk are very high.
Or a drunk person.
Very, very, very high. That's like the reason it exists.
That's like the game.
So I'm trying to work my Uber ride up. Every time I get I'm always like, you can tip now, so I tip or.
I had one time, actually, I Ubered from the Sands late at night back to my girlfriend's house, and I left, I had like a decent amount of cash in my wallet, and I left it in the back seat. The dude brought it right back. Like, yeah, he could have made out with my cash.
See, that's the cool thing about it. It's like accountability. So yeah. It's like, I was in this. Like, I have a picture of him now on my phone.
Right, right. So but he, I mean.
But he could also say, no, you didn't.
There was no cash in there.
Or just like, you didn't leave your wallet.
Yeah, yeah.
That was cool. So, I find, like, I could literally read through that data if I had the Uber data all day long.
Yeah.
Because it's just.
That's like right up your alley.
It's fascinating where people go. And one of the places I'm surprised isn't on here, which we're gonna like kind of finish up with, is the bayou in Bethlehem, which again, like, we're near the Goot.
Although the bayou, I'm not gonna give anybody
my address, but we're in this area by the bayou.
The bayou has a great park. Oh, yeah, it's great like parking. That's probably why that has a lot to do with why that people aren't new.
But there, so the bayou is 4 years old.
Yesterday. Yeah.
So they, I like what they do. They do like every year they've done like a week long birthday party.
Mm.
So like today, I think it's like Sunday's brunch, and then they have like crawfish boil or whatever. Mm-hmm. So whatever, they have a bunch of stuff.
I was there yesterday, I had a po' boy, shrimp po' boy.
But that's, you talk about like Allentown not having a hangout bar.
Yeah.
You know, I think like Bayou's a hangout. Bethlehem is like 7 of them.
Yeah.
And that's why I think it does well.
Yeah. Bayou's good.
Well, the service is great. The food's insane.
Christian and Mo are like super personable. You know, everybody's their friend. Well, it's no wonder why they're successful.
Well, they take time to like meet people. Yeah. And know them. And
then the food's good.
Well, you get, and I love it too, because it's like that thing. There's a subreddit on Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
It's called We Want Plates, and all it is about, oh wait, our music's showing, but it doesn't matter. The whole subreddit is just about bars that don't serve food on plates.
Yeah.
So they serve food on Bayou, like they serve their fried chicken thing on like a wooden, whatever you call it. And there's like other hipster bars.
Do they speak with a positive vibe?
No. So the subreddit, if you look it up, it's subreddit and then search all one word, We Want Plates. And all it is pictures of like bars you go to that they serve their food in like the most ridiculous.
Oh my God.
Things. And it's fun. I think it's great. I like having my food on like a wooden chopping block. I'm like, this
imagine
is
imagine that being the hill you want to die on. Like, no, we want plates. If I'm going out, I eat enough with my hands at my house.
Like, how do you define that? A plate, you know, it has to have a lip.
I grew up being served all my parents served my meals on trash bags. So when I go out and I pay for a meal, I need it to be a plate.
I like having my fried chicken on a thing of wood. It makes me feel more important.
Yeah, it makes you feel like a savage.
I'm like, look at this. Look at this dead bird.
Yeah, dude.
I paid someone to fry for me.
I was there yesterday, and the girl to the right of me ordered the fried chicken sandwich without pickles.
Oh, that's
sacrilegious to me.
If you do that, they should be, all right, you should leave.
You need to go now.
If you don't know,
Arby's is down the street if you want to go there.
The Bayou makes, they make their pickles.
Yeah.
But there is some, we literally, and this is not embellishing or a joke at all. One of the first, the third time, like, we went there, my wife asked for, she's like, can I get takeout of the pickles? And they're like, what? And they gave us a bunch for free.
Yeah.
Which was very nice of them. They didn't have to do that. But you, they had, I bet they have a market for, like, if you want to go in there, just buy pickles.
Yeah.
I don't think they want to go that route because they're like a little
high. Christian, if you want to talk business, we,
I'll buy the pickles.
Yeah. We could be the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast pickles.
Well, he said, one of the owners there is like, hey, come, you can do a podcast here.
We should.
Once we figure, once I figure out how to do this,
make
better,
this mobile.
Yeah. I don't think it's that hard.
No. It should be hard.
Once I figure out how to do this crap, then I will, we'll go to
we'll take it on the road.
Because, you know, when you do something like that, I might get some free fried pickles. That's the whole, that's the only reason I would do it.
So that, yeah, okay, that's our business of the
yeah,
week.
So that every, so far, every week, we're getting shout-outs until we actually get sponsors who will pay us to shout them out. So the Bayou is this week.
7 days of Bayou, all week long. Every day, something special. Go there. Say what's up to Mo and Christian. Tell them that the Lehigh Valley with Love boys said hey.
Yeah, say, I'm here because of the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast, and you should buy it.
And yeah, and I want all the pickles. That should be the name of this podcast. All right. I want all the pickles.
This is good. We went long, but I don't care.
Yeah, that was fun.
So we're going to have... Oh, one more quick story. Because whatever, screw it now. So I was talking to... We're having more people listen to the podcast. So if you can... Whatever you listen to the podcast
share
on,
it, subscribe.
If it's iTunes or whatever else, you can go to lehighvalleywithlovemedia.com/podcast. With an S, podcast, and or podcast, I forget. It doesn't matter. You'll figure out one of the two. And you can listen to all of them. So I had a friend, you know, Robin Pope.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
So our friend Robin Pope, like, moves around the country all the time because, for whatever, I'm not going to get into her reasons. But she, like, has a van.
Yeah.
It's a pretty nice van.
I think
she's
it's,
got
cool,
a whole
it's a
bed.
Cool thing. Cool.
It's like those people who live in the tiny houses. Like, I hate them. But when
I'm jealous of them.
But when it looks great.
Yeah.
I'm like, good for you. So she, in a group text, was like, hey, I started listening to you and Tyler on the podcast. I'm like, yeah, we talk about you in, like, episode 4. She's like, oh, really? Yeah. I'm like, yeah, you know, listen to the other episodes and, like, kind of get up to speed. And she gets to, like, episode 4. And she finishes all the... She's like, wait a minute. You didn't talk about it. Like, yeah. We didn't talk about you, but you listened to all the
such
episodes.
A good tag. We should just tell that to everybody.
Well, yeah, you're
everybody
like,
we run into. Hey, you're in one of the... I forget what episode, but you got to listen to them all to
figure
like it
out. You're like minute 19.
Yeah.
You're in there. So she
while you're up there, rate it, subscribe. No biggie. You
so
know,
I,
tell your
I
friends
I
kind
of felt bad. So it's, Robin lives well, in Charleston.
Which I'm going... I'm coming down to Charleston. Robin knows. June 21st, Robin. I forget the name of the venue, but I'll
let
be
me
there.
Know. My brother lives there.
All right, then, I will.
I'll tell him. Maybe then
I can't wait. I heard Charleston's a cool spot.
You got to meet up with Robin. She has a bed in her van. I'm just not yeah. You know, with her. Like, she could actually sleep in a house that night, and you can like take.
Maybe I'll get a hotel.
You're like, well, we can park in the parking lot. Just use my van. This is my guest bedroom.
This
it's
is
outside.
The guest house.
The
guest house
the
has a motor. You can you can drive it.
It's one of those. It seems like a great, like I think it would probably be fun. And
it'd
then
be
after
awesome.
Like a day for me, I'm like I'm done.
Yeah,
I need to like
yeah.
not live in a van.
I need a shower. I need like a different room to. You ever have to go into a different room because your thoughts were
oh,
too
yeah.
bad in one room? You're like, I got to start over in a different room. And you just sit there by yourself.
Your mental illness.
Yeah. I've been.
This living room, man. Yeah. Thinking about.
I've had a rough go of it today in this living room. I'm gonna have to start over in the family room. This
I've
time.
Done that. I'm going. You know what? I'm going up to the bedroom.
Talk about privilege. That's better. Privilege right there. Have other rooms
I'm going
to
the
start
other home
over.
In my house. Sorry, you live in a van.
Yes.
Yeah,
sorry, you don't have other doors except for the one to get in.
She has like a TV in there, I think, yeah. and like a little hot plate so she can make herself food. So you're living in a van. Don't make yourself food.
The
just
thing is, I've lived in an apartment in Hoboken for the last 5 years. Nah. I might as well have lived in a van. I haven't cooked a meal there. All I've done is slept in the bed. You know, I haven't watched a second of TV. So I might as well have just had a van parked on the street.
This sucks. When you live in a place that you like,
never. Hey, yeah.
Fuck it. Whatever. Okay, so yeah, Robin Pope. We talked about you. We're gonna try.
Love
to
you, Robin.
We're gonna once we figure all this stuff out, we'll have her call in and
yeah,
and she can tell us about her. wild
escapades,
adventure. So, all right. By the time we record this, it's going to be after the St. Patrick's Day parade.
Tiger Woods will have won.
Hopefully. Again. I'm actually watching that today.
Yeah.
And hopefully we can record next Sunday.
Yeah.
Next Saturday is going to be pretty bad.
Yeah. Well, we have to record next Sunday because we have to tell people about the parade.
Yeah, so you know what? When you we'll are at the parade, session. Make like mental notes of whatever like the Dugan brothers end up doing.
Yes.
And if you're not familiar, the new St. Patrick's Day Parade is on March 17th, Saturday at 1 o'clock. It starts at Steel Stacks under that fire bridge thing.
Yeah.
And it weaves its way past like Steel Pub and then ends up at the Banana Factory.
Yeah, if you're there, come out, say hi, yell at us.
There's a big party at Molly's afterward.
Sweet.
There's kid stuff going on at Color Me Mine, which is on like
I'll
Thursday.
I'll probably stay away from that.
I think again, we're gonna like go paint a button or something.
Okay, cool.
And then, I talked about this last week, but Steel Street Tours. You can find them online at steelstreettour.com. They're doing a shuttle from 4:30 to midnight. And it has a bunch of different bars. So basically, for $20, you can hop on the shuttle, and it's going to take you to all different bars.
All day.
All day, from 4:30 to midnight. So you can, like, loop around, and then at midnight.
Okay, cool. That's awesome. Or Uber to one of these places.
Yes, Uber to Molly's.
Uber to Molly's and get on the Steel Street Tour.
All right.
Love you guys.
All right, we'll talk to you.